New Mexico real estate headlines. New Mexico property records search tool now available. New Mexico property records can now be checked to find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in NM can leverage this tool to access critical property data for due diligence and transaction management. Visit the tool to explore property records and enhance your NM real estate workflow. New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. Assessor Office in Portales NM. The Roosevelt County Assessor's Office is located at 109 W 1st Street, Lobby Box 2, Portland 8830, with contact numbers XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX application and contact details for property assessments and related inquiries. Visit the assessor's website for more information on property assessments in Roosevelt County. New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. New Mexico Real Estate Commission Rate Insights. The source explores the average real estate commission rate in New Mexico and how much a realtor might charge to sell a home. Real estate professionals in NM need to understand typical commission rates to better advise clients and manage expectations. Explore the full article to see your selling options. New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. Santa Fe Building Division streamlines permit reviews for new construction. The City of Santa Fe's Building Permit Division reviews and issues permits for new construction projects within city limits. Real estate professionals need permit clarity to accurately project timelines and advise clients on Santa Fe development opportunities. Review permit requirements before listing or developing properties in Santa Fe at https://land-use/building-permits. New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. State Assessed Property Bureau opens e-file portal for 2026. The New Mexico State Assessed e-file portal is now open for tax year 2026, requiring electronic filing of property tax returns by state assessed filers by the last day of February. Real estate professionals in New Mexico must ensure timely electronic filing of property tax returns for state assessed filers to avoid penalties and maintain compliance. Review the portal guidelines for tax year 2026 at the provided URL. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. Sandoval County launches online property records and tax tools for NM Pros. Sandoval County now offers online access to assessor property record searches, treasurer property tax searches, and electronic tax bill signup. NM real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client transactions with instant access to official Sandoval County property and tax data. Bookmark the portal to expedite property research and tax lookups. SandovalCountyNM.gov, Sandoval-search, search property-records, / New Mexico Real Estate Updates. NM Real Estate Commission, your licensing and standards resource. The NM Real Estate Commission licenses brokers, enforces real estate laws, and promotes professional standards to protect the public. Understanding the commission's role helps NM real estate professionals maintain compliance and uphold the licensing standards that govern their practice. Review your licensing status and stay current with commission requirements at the link below. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. NM commission rates hold at 5-6%. What pros need to know about splits and negotiability. A new breakdown explains how New Mexico's average 5%-6% real estate commissions work, including how they're split and whether they're negotiable. Understanding commission structures helps NM agents and brokers set competitive expectations and navigate client conversations with confidence. Review the full commission breakdown at www.houzo.com/blog/realestatecommissions-in-New-Mexico. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. the four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of NM cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.